من باب Tesvav and Aleph, but before we start, I'd like to mention two Ha'oris. We had mentioned on the Mishnah of Habayra Kitnis Biyantiv that Beis Hillel holds Yabayra Kedarkai, and you take the Pseilas from the Eichel. So we had mentioned Rabbi Kevega asks Akasha, how are you allowed to be Beira Pseilas Me Eichel? The Pseilas is Mukze. Rabbi Kevega says it's a raya from this Mishnah to Shitas HaTaisvis that Tilpa Mukze Letzarech Eichel Nefesh is Mutter. That's Rabbi Kevega's Tektaira. And the Rishas says, he brings a Taisvis in Shabbos. The Taisvis in Shabbos says, since it's Roiv Eichel, so the Pseilas gets a Dim Eichel, so Gabi Mukze, so there's no Tilpa Mukze. I found God, the Ritva has a pshat in this Mishnah, Moiradik. The Ritva says that the Machlokes Beis Shammai, one Mahalach he wants to say that the Machlokes Beis Shammai in Beis Hillel, that what Beis Shammai asa to be Boira the Pseilis, is because it's Mukze. That's why Beis Shammai asa to speak about Ma'alta, and it seems Alt Boira would be Mutter, but Alt Mukze it's also. So that's why Beis Shammai says, Boira Eichel, Boira, only Boira the Eichel, because the Pseilis is Mukze. And Beis Hillel says the Pseilis is not Mukze, because it's bottled to the Eichel. That's how he learns Pshat in the Mishnah, Mamish like the Rishash. And he says that what the Gemara says later, if there'll be Roy Pseilis, then it'll be also. So he says, if there'll be Roy Pseilis, then Beis Hillel is also Maida. You can't be Boira the Pseilis. That's the way Rashi says. You can't be Boira the Pseilis, because then it doesn't become bottled to the Eichel, so then it's Mukze. So he learns Pshat, the whole, that what Rabbi Kevega came up with the Ha'oreh, that it's Tiltal Mukze, Rabbi Kevega brought a raya to Shitas HaTosfos, that Tiltal Mukze is Mutter, the Ritva is a whole Mahalach in the Mishnah, the Gemara Tiltal Mukze Zichra also, and the whole Shakla Vetariya, the whole Sugya is, does it get a Teres Eichel? Because since you have Roiv Eichel, so the Pseilis becomes bottled to the Eichel, so it's Eis Mukze, that's for us Beis Hillel, and Beis Shammai says that it doesn't become bottled to the Eichel. So Mela it has a Shein Mukze, and Mela it's also Alt Tilpul Mukze. And we on Daf Tesvav, the Gemara have asked a Shaila, for what purpose can one be send Shatnes? What use can one have from Shatnes? So the Gemara says, the most first said it's speaking about a V-line. So it's a curtain. So you can use Shatnes for a curtain. So the Gemara said, no, but a V-line is used, the Shamish is Mesatef, Meschamen with this V-line. So the Gemara says it's speaking about Elo B'Kashin. So Rashi says, Begodim Kashin, She'ein mischamimim, that a person does not derive, they don't give any hanos chimum, so there's no isolavisha, umutel leishev aleihim, and therefore one is permitted to sit on them. So it seems Rashi is mata, the iser hatzor, which means a toir is mutter afilo by shatis, which is mechamim. And we asked midarabonon, maybe there'll be nichrach anime, but here will come out that since there's no hanor, so after there'll be nichrach anime, there also won't be any hanor. So memela, so they weren't geyser hatzor with a beget kosher. Before we go into this sugya, I'd just like to say over a ha'ora I saw from the Rosh Yosef, which Dachsum is saying, Amor de Kechidish. He asks Akasha, he says, the Gemara asks, what can you do with Kloim? You're sending Shatnes and Yontef. What can you do with Shatnes? So the Gemara finds this Eitzah with Koshin. So he says, he is a Poshet to Eitzah. You send a talis shall Pishtan, with a talis in it. You send it at night. So at night there's no mitzvah of tzitzis. But the chiddush is, you're allowed to send it at night, because tomorrow you can wear it. Why did the Gemara say this? You can send shatnes. The chiddush is, even though now it's a lav You can't wear it at night because if Laila loves Mansitzes, but you can send it because tomorrow he could wear it. That's his kash. So he says, he says, you know what? He says, you're not allowed to wear a begit shel pishtim with chelis and yontif. Why not? He says, because the whole reason you're allowed to wear it is because esse deiche loisase. The mitzvah's esse of tzitzis is deiche the loisase of shatnes. So my mele say esse deiche loisase. She says, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Shabbos. What is the din if a person has a talus without tzitzis? Or the pasul of tzitzis. He's allowed to wear it on Shabbos. So the din is he's allowed to wear it. Me'ikir din is allowed to wear it. Because there's no issa to wear a beged without tzitzis. There's a mitzvah to put in tzitzis. Now he can't put in tzitzis because he can't make a kesher. So you wear the beged without tzitzis. Period. So he says, so it comes out, minatoyre, if there's no tzitzis on the beged, I can wear the beged without tzitzis. That's the din. I can wear, because I can't put in tzitzis, I can wear the beged without tzitzis. So he says that there's no mitzvahs asay of atolas tzitzis on Shabbos, because you can't put in tzitzis. So if there's no mitzvahs asay, so you don't say yesterday chalais asay. So in Mele, you're not allowed to wear a beged shel pishtan with chalais in it. I think it's a muim dikachidish, because that's true. You're not allowed to put in tzitzis on Shabbos. You're not allowed to make a kesher. That's true. But if the tzitzis are in there already, l'chayri yevakiyim deraisa of tzitzis, so why shouldn't you say esadoich aloisase? I mean, what gave me on that you can't put in tzitzis on Shabbos? You can't put in tzitzis because you can't make a kesher. But that means if there are tzitzis there, you're not mekayim a mitzvah. Since you can't put in tzitzis, you can't say esadoich aloisase. I think it's a psalmur in the kechidish. But on Kaponim, that's what he says. Let's go back, though, to the sugya. So the sugya says it's speaking about a that's how Rashi learns the Baal Shad. It's speaking about a beged that is a stiff beged. A stiff beged is not mechamim. So you're allowed to sit on it. Muta leishev aleihem. V'chi hoda omar Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua. Hai nimto. Nimto is felt. Gamdo is it's shrunk and it's hard and it's stiff. Dinarish is a place where they used to manufacture this. Shoye, so it's permissible. So let us see what Rashi says. Nimte beged shekoyrim felt rebelaz. This is felt. Gamdo koshe, it's stiff. Kemoi gomod mesani. That this shoes shrunk, davoshu kovutz, if it shrinks, nase koshe, so it's hard. The narish mocking, sharye, so Rashi also says, li yeshive, says they were matter, the, since bechlal yeshive am kloim is mutaminate, so nyasmi the rabbonah, zeire shema yichachal of nime, so it seems if it's not mischamim, so, the whole pshat is of nichachol of nima. There will be hanos chimam. The Rashi says before the nima be mechamim or the chayla katach be mechamim. But here there's nothing. They'll never have hanos chimam. So shayel yeshiva she ainay mechamim. It's not mechamim. Omar Rav Pope ardelin ein behem mishum kloy. Ardelin ein behem mishum kloy. Now what is this? Let us see Rashi. Ardilin reisi b'tshubas agoinim shegirim lelovshon tachas manoleim. The lovshon tachas manoleim is very misleading. The Amshe Shloime says toich manoleim. That means they wore it inside the shoes. It was a type of a stocking. V'toilim aleihem oir shel tayoshim ubodim tachtas kokeison. That means on the bottom chelik of these stockings, there was leather. Cheneged ha'ekev shel regel, and by the heel of the foot, yesh oisin oisoy shel tzema. They used to make that used to be tzema. V'koirin oisan nimti, as others have this gears, and others Ardalim. Is Ein Bemishim Kloyim, the Koshin name. Also, it seems that this Chalik that's connected the heel is a stiff tzemer, and the Melech, so there's no din Kloyim. There's no Levishis, like his foot is on it, and there's no din Kloyim because it's stiff. Omar Rove, Hani Tzrori Dipshiti. Now, there was a certain type of a kiss that they used to go and fill up with money. The money those days, Mistama, was coins, not paper money. So, Ein Ben Mishim Kloyim. So, this kiss got very stiff. So, if you put it on your cheek, on your lap, it's even though the Etzem kiss was made out of Kloyim, since it's stiff, it's not Mechamim. So there's no Issa. Tibizrani, if you have a kiss and it's full of seeds, so it is flexible. Yesh b'mishim kloim. Rabashi omar, echot ze v'echot ze ein b'mishim kloim, v'ishem derech chimum bekach. That is not an oifen of chimum, so memele, so therefore it is mutter, afilu it is soft. I think it's brought down Shulchan Aruch like a band-aid also of sharpness. I think it's brought down as mutter because that's these things are ain't derech chimum bekach. That's not, it's not warm, or it's not on him to be mechamim. What does Rashi say? Sorry, the pshite ain't be mishim kloim, beget kloim, Shetzurein by Mois, you keep in it money, mutter the seat on Becheke, you'll have to put on your lap, Shemois Makshin Aiso, because it gets stiff, Einay Mechamim. The Bizrani, Shetzoru Bem Zroim, if you have seeds in this case, Yesh Bemishim Kloim, but also the seat on Becheke. Let us see Taisvis. Hello Bekashin, Mash Mahoche, the bedavar kosher ein by mishum kloim. So it seems from Agemore that if you have something that is stiff, there's no issa kloim. Mechamim v'chein mashma biyume. The kamar shekahanim hoyu mekaplim bigdayim tachas rashem. They used to fold their begodim and they used to use it as a pillow underneath their heads. Uporich v'kohom mishani mikloim. The avnate was kloim. Klala the sugya isa hosom ki the isa hoche, and they have the whole sugya over there. That's koshim. Omar Ravashi shani bin de kohune, the koshim hai. So, the more brings down Rav Yeshua and him to gam, the narish arye, we have the whole sugya over there. So it seems that something that is koshim, that doesn't have, it's not mechamim, it's not, it doesn't have a teres. There's no issa kloyim. V'teime, so teises es samayra de kekash. Da oma ba'erchim. The Gemara says an erchim, hakel chayovim betzitzis kaihanim levim v'yisrael. Uporich pshite, mishum de kahanim eim yipturim, you have to tell me a koyin es chaya betzitzis? Mishani mar de teime hoyil aksiv leisul ba shatnes dilin tasa lecho. Whoever is mitzuv in the love of leisilbash shatnes, yeshnei bechlal gdilim tasalachos. He has the mitzvah of tzitzis. Bahani kahani hoyil veishteru kiloyim legabayim. Kahanim are allowed to wear kloyim. So they're not mitzuv in the love of leisilbash. Eime loyle chayvei betzitzis. So I would think they're not mitzuv in tzitzis. Kamash melon, the kayanim chayov, the achay. Ahash the teime, so now Taisus asks, Amir de kekashe, my koma hoyil ve ishtalu kiloyim legabayu, who says kahanim wear kloyim, the shani bigdeim, shahoyu koshim. Our Gemara says that a beged koshe is not mechamim. There's no anos chimum, so that doesn't go into the isser of kloim. There's never teres levisha. There's no, the isser kloim is mekusha with anor, And this is not, this is like a board on him. He's not deriving Hanov from it. So he's not, Napshat is, he's mutter to wear Shatnas. He's not even these Shatnas with this Levisha. Lachainire. So therefore, Rashi, therefore Taisu says, the Davke Latzia Tachteim. That the whole heta, that what our Gemara said by Koshim, is only, they weren't mata Koshim to wear. Latzia Tachteim. To put underneath the hoyel de berakim lekele iser derabonon by rakim there's an iser derabonon latzia bekoshim legoza. So bekoshim they weren't geiza. Umaisi, so there it could be the lomdus is. That's the Rashba says this lomdus that the lomdus is because. The whole issa of Hatzor is Shema Yichrach Nimom. So if it's stiff, it won't be Kairach Hanime. So that's Pshat. So you're allowed to sit on Tloy. The whole Gzeir is Shema Yichrach Nimom. So if it's stiff, there won't be Nichrach Nimom. Who namte gamde denarish, shori gamde shemiska shemuta latziya tachta. So you're allowed to sit on it. Kein Perish Rashi. Rashi also says that Bekashim, Rashi says that, speaking about Leishiv Aleim, Gamda, Rashi also says, Shariyali Yeshiva. Avorakim Asurim. But Rakim Aosik, the Amarosim, the Levadim Asurim, Imnei Shein Shua. That means Levadim Aosik. Now let's just understand what Tosfos is saying. Felt is not made the way normal material is made. In order there should be Shatnas, the Araisi needs Shua Tovi Venois. That's why you see Shatnas. Shua means that it should be combed out, that the wool is combed out, the linen is combed out. Tovui means that it should be spun, you have threads. And noise means that it should be shuzzled, that you have to have more than one thread spun together. Now, if you have a thread of tzema, which was combed out, was made into a thread, and then you took two threads together and you were shuzzled them, and then you were machaber it, to a beged of tzema with pishtan, then it's also. Felt is shua alone. It's only combed. You don't make threads. It's not made with threads. It's not shuzzle. It's a different type of material. So we're speaking about over here. So that's what Tosfos says. L'chein nira davka latziya tachtei, l'hoil de berakim leke l'isa d'rabonon latziya. Since by rakim, the whole thing is an isa d'rabonon, b'kashim le'gozo, so they weren't gozo by kashim. It could be because as we mentioned, the Rashi says, because it won't be yichrech nimet, if it's stiff, it won't be kairech over him. Felt, you're allowed to sit down. Aval rakim, aber felt, that's rakim, even though it's not a shatnas derais asurim. Kidoma hosum, blavadim asurim, and they shain shua. So that's how Tosfos wants to say pshat. So what is Tosfos saying? But let's understand what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos L'chaire is saying, and then it's not so poshut, this Rashi over here, Tosfos is saying that if a person wears a stiff beged, there's an Isser D'Araisa of Shatnas. And Tosfos had a Gemara in Erchin, Hakol Chayavim B'Tzitzis Kahanim, even though there even is a Shatnas. So Tosfos just said, so even though it's stiff, Tosfos is saying there's an Isser D'Araisa of Levisha. This whole kula of caution that we have over here is in the Isser Hatzor, that's the Rabbonon,
So Memele Isa Hatzora, the whole thing is that the Rabbonon say we're Michael by Kash. That's all what Taisa says, not more than that. But Samuzay to wear a beged, that's kosher, that's what you saw the Araisa. That's what Taisus is saying. It's debatable if it's like Rashi over here. Rashi says, "She'ein mischamimim," so you have to know why should be also min ha'teira to wear. And God, Rashi in Yumataka says, you're allowed to wear begodim koshim also. According to Rashi, yishver Taisus kash, what do you do with the Gemara and Erchin? Now, Agavuche, the Baal HaMoyer wants to for the Gemara and Erchin, it's a problematic Gemara, that he wants to say the Gemara Erech is speaking about the Choshen of the Kohen Gadol. The Choshen of the Kohen Gadol was also Shatnez. Choshen, the Eifed, that was also Shatnez. And that was soft. So the Chiddush is Kahanim, that means when we see by a Kohen Gadol became Hutor Shatnez. Not from the, not when that's speaking about the Avnet. The Avnet was stiff, but the Choshen and Eifed were soft, and there's a Levisha Derais. V'loy nire. But Taisa says, V'loy nire. I don't like this pshat. This, why? Because Namti Gam, the Taisa is saying now, a hostik teure, that koshim is also min ha-teure to wear. The whole heter of koshim is bahatso, which is mutum min ha-teure, by emes and shatnes. So by shatnes, which is stiff, the matter the rabbon de keiser also. So Taisa says, V'loy nire, I don't like this pshat, V'shor ye mashme afilu lilboish. This lashon of Rav Huna Breide Vishua, Hainamto gamdo denarish shor ye is mutter, it would seem mutter means mutter period. You're allowed to wear it. So that's problematic. V'yesh loima, deina chanami. V'shor ye afilu lilboish. You're allowed to wear it, Hag. It's mutter to wear. Because it's stiff. So now it's a shrek. So you're allowed to wear it. So my say meho gamda denarish, vapirish, the kasha, we just said before, the kashin, mutorim, bafka, latsiya tachta. Avalil b'shasurim. You're not allowed to wear a stiff beged of shatnes. That's the Gemara Nerchin. So the whole heter of over here, Bekashin, means about so, it's Mutakashin. So what's the raya from Narish, that Narish, there you're allowed to wear it. So what's the Dimyan? Ishloima. The Gabde, Bigde Kohune, Mayri, Shushoya, Tovivinai. So now this is going to be about everything. Bigde kohune, which is a shatnes di araise, it shoye tovi venois. Vooz yesh boi isa kloi medaraise. And there's an isa di araise. Vikiven shehein asurim in atoire. So since it's osam in atoire, im kenef lokoshim asurim belovi shebalo. So it's stiff, it's also osam. So I mean, Thesis is saying there is no heter in koshim. That means if you have a shatnas di araisa, nitzkoshin, it's also. Either you don't need hanos chimum or there is hanos chimum with koshin, whatever it is, al kaponim, when there's a shatnas di araisa, the koshin is lemal or lemal. And that's the Gemara and Elchin. Avol gamda eina ela de rabbonin. Gamda is felt. Now felt we mentioned before, it's only shoya, it's only combed out. There's no spinning, there's no shazire, it's only felt. Eina ela darabona. So the whole sharpness of gamde is only a darabona. Kedemrine benide. Nibidaraise beinin sheeshoye tovi benois. Vahod kama levadim asurim, levadim is also felt. Mairi davke darabona, it's also darabona. Because it's not a true sharpness. V'kiven derakim leka isure ela darabona, alafilu belavisha bekashim legosa. So since it's only an isa darabonon, so then bekashim they weren't goisa. So let us just understand. So, Be'emison, the Gemara is telling us one yesod. The Gemara is telling us when there is an iso shatnes derabonon, they weren't geyser by kashin, period. There's two examples of this. One example is a person will wear a felt stiff beged, they weren't geyser. And another marshal is, if a person is sitting down on a deraisa de kishatnes, shayatovi venois, but since sitting is at the rabbonon, if it's stiff, it's mutter. Now, what is the tzav ashove of these two halachas? Now, let's just understand one thing. If we say that if you have a shatnes de araisa, and you the big dekuna, which is a shatnes de araisa, you put on a stiff beged, it's also minatayre. So we see a stiff beged is loimala v'loimayret. It's loimala v'loimayret. So what is pshat and toisus? So if you have a stiff felt baguette you'll wear, it's mutter. Because since it's a shatnes de rabbonon, and it's stiff, so it's mutter. What's the mila of stiff? So the Rabbi Netan in Sefer HaYosha says pshat as follows. A shatnes de rabbonon is only osa mid rabbonon. And we have a klal, milse de loy shchiche loy gozel bei rabbonon. People don't make stiff clothing. Period. So memela, whenever you have a shatnes de rabbonon, so stiff clothing is a milsa de loy shchicha loy gozel bei rabbonon. So therefore, there are two different halachas which have the same reason. Therefore, you're permitted to wear a stiff felt baguette, because since the whole felt baguette is a de rabbonon, so a stiff felt baguette is a shatnes, it's only asa de rabbon. It's a milsa de loy shchiche. It's a milsa shchiche le gozo by rabbonam. You're allowed to sit on a shatnes di eraise, because the Holy Spirit is halor, not atzo. You're allowed to sit on a shatnes di eraise. Minatoire. No, mit rabbon, you're not allowed to sit. So sit on a stiff one, since it's a milsa de loy shchiche, le gozo by rabbon. That's pshat and tais. Vahani pur pevintish shekairin ba'ashkenaz de mazilish. Now, what is this? The sha'onu loifshim, the pa'omim sheyesh pehen tzema. Now, this is was a beged. This was a linen beged that had lining in it. And the lining was tzema. And forgot, either the Ritva or the Miri says you shouldn't be mefasim this tanam oretz. We'll see Taisa says Namuim the Kekula over here. So this is speaking about, this is a linen beged that was sewn together, and inside the beged you had a woolen, you had a wool inside, that was the lining of the beged. She'anu loifshim, the pa'omim she'yesh bohem tzema, has tzema inside, yesh loima, so Taisva says, hoyol vim oisin kra cotton, moitzien oisai derech akriye, if you'd make a small slit in the beged, you could slip out the whole tzema, the chad misrach sorich lechaveri, because you just start pulling it, one is tzugechep, it is attached with the next one, you can slip out the whole thing, shori. And let us understand what Taisvis is saying. The machlekes in Shulchan Aruch, what Taisvis really means. Taisvis is saying one of the two. You have here a beged of pishtan, which is sewed up. It's sewed up. And inside the beged, you have tzema. Now, the shaila is this called tzema or pishtim yachtov? I mean, you can't, it's elchayre, it's ein locha yachtov godol mizeh. The tzema is stuck in this beged of pishtim. If you have a bag of pishtim near tzema inside, it's gone. But it's sewn all up. So Taisvah says that's not called Yachtov, because theoretically there's no chibur between the tzema and the pishtim. You have a bag of tzema You have a bag of pishtin with tzemer inside of it. It's not mechubah to it. But haraya, you'll give a slit in the material, you can slap out the whole tzemer. So it's not attached at all to the pishtin. That's what others say. And others say, from Rishonim also it seems like that, they say saying a bigger chiddush. That a filu, you sewed, when you stitched the pishtan dike bege, a filu, you stitched the tzema was also stitched together. That means when you're stitching the bege, then the stitches go through the tzema also. Af al piken, the stitching does not become attached to the pishtan. Because wool, tongues of wool, fleece of wool, stitching won't do anything to it. You can just slap it out. That's what Tosfos is saying. If you have stitching attaches material. If you have two pieces of material that stitch together, so they're stitched together. So mamela, they're attached. But if you have raw wool, they're together, so the stitching won't be mechaber the wool to it. You can just slip it out. It'll go through the stitches. The stitches won't be mechaber it. So memela, so Tosfos says, so it's muta. There's no shatnas. Vim oye, avol im hoyu mesimim bem chatichos ktane shal begetzema. But what if the lining was not wool, raw wool? It was pieces of beged tzema. That means pieces of material of tzema. That was used as the lining of the beged. Now, if this is sewn together, it is attached. Now you attach pishtan, you have pieces of material, which the tvira, here it's called, it's mechubah already to the, it's mechubah already to the, laimi boy, if it's like sewn together, So it's mechuba to the pishtan. Is vada yehei osa. So then it's sicha osa. Now there's a shaila, there's a beautiful Indian over here. How does it come to Tosfos? That's a little problem. So the Chochmas Manoach wants to say, but Tosfos nokti zeh hadin kam, mishum de beloy zeh hadova shepirshu bekan. If you wouldn't say this tiktayre, have a mine, the noigim heter bepupa vintish, mishum dehem koshim ktas. I would say a different heter. I mean, Tosfos just observed that people were wearing this pupa vintish. This was a beged shal pishton with semodika lining. And so I would say the heter is because it was a little stiff, it was a stiff beggar. Aval hash did the kos with the chol shu shoye tovi v'noyis afu l'koshim asurim b'levishe. But now they said if it's shoye tovi v'noyis, it's awesome. So koshim won't help. So now Tosfos had to start thinking, so what kind of heter is there to wear it? I'll find even talking these begodim. So therefore Tosfos says, you know what the heter is, because inside is taka a raw wool. There's no, so the tfira is not mechaber the wool to the pishnah. And einach anami, if you'll taka have material over there, or taka be yosef deraisa. So Tosfos wanted to say that means people, that's how the Chochmas Lanech says pshat in Tosfos, that people were saying that the reason, that one should not think that the reason of the heter is because it's stiff, and a stiff beged is mutter, so Tosfos chas v'shalom. A stiff beged is also min ha-toire. Now, here there's a different heter. That is the hemshech in Tosfos. Zok the Gemara weiter, avoloi sandal ha-mesudma. Sandal ha-mesudma my time aloi. Why can't you send a sandal hamesuma in Yontif? Shumaisa shahoya. There was a tragedy that occurred. Bizman Chazal, Bizman HaMishneh, that threw the sandal hamesuma. So Mamela was the Maisa shahoya was in Shabbos, so they asked her to wear the sandal hamesuma Shabbos in Yontif. Omar Abaye, sandal hamesuma also lenaloi, not allowed to wear it Shabbos. Umutal letaltaloi, but you're allowed to be metaltaloi. Hossel and Nalo, you're not allowed to wear Mishamaisa Shahoya. Motalitautaloi, Midiktoni, Ain Mishalchen. It says you're not allowed to send it. Is Alkadaita Hossalitautaloi, Ashtalitulayosa Mishalchen, me boys. Why gives it also Mishnah allowed to send it? You're not allowed to be Metautalit. So by stories that you're allowed to be metaltalit. Well, they answer to send it because you're not allowed to wear it, so there's no tzerich yonte. Let us see Rashi. Maisisho, mutalataltalit de klihu. It's a keli. So therefore it's muta betiltal. Now we have to know it's considered a klisha malach de l'isa. Because since you're not allowed to wear it, so it's a klisha malach de l'isa. So le tzerich kufi, le tzerich mekaimai is muta. But it's also the shalchay. So that's when the Rashba asks, he says, so if it's mukta, so without the Mishnah, so how could you send it? Where do you have a tzeirich guf? I mean, where do you have a heter tiltal over here? A tzeirich guf, a tzeirich mekayim is mukta. What's the heter tiltal? Where's the tzeirich gufay? So the Rashba says, and we'll see later in the sugya, this is a psalmur de ki yisod. Hainu tzeirich kufoy, shechaveiroi semeyach menene bedova. That means I'm sending him a new pair of shoes, sandal amasume, nitten yontot getrogum, but it's nothing to bat an eyelash over, it's a new pair of shoes, a sandal amasume. So memele, so he's happy. So that's called tzeirich kufoy. So al tiltal mukta, it wouldn't have been also, but they said, hey, Mishalcha, since he can't, is not permitted to wear it in Yontif, so it's also. We'll come back to this. V'loi mano sha'enei tofa. You're not allowed to send a shoe that is not sewn together. In fact, the Gemara Pshita, so it's not usable, so what's the Chiddush? That means there is a type of a chibul. It's not a good chibul. So the chiddush is that this chibul does not make it wearable, and therefore it's also. Let us see Rashi. Besichi yiseidais ktanei shel eitz. There were pegs of wood that were machaba to shoot together, the top to the bottom. V'yesh oimrim teifa shtei tviros b'emtsoi, shtein b'roishe, shtein b'ikvoi. There were some stitches that were mechaber the shoe, but it wasn't completely sewn. So kaponim, that doesn't make it wearable, and it's awesome. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, we have in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda said, "Af loiman olovon, one is not permitted to send a shoe which was not dyed black. It still has the color of the leather." Without being dyed, neishet zorich uman, because you need a professional to dye it. So the shoe, a shoe that is not dyed, is not wearable in Yontif, so you can't send it. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda matir b'shocher, but if it's dyed, he was matir. We have to understand what the chiddush over here. Yashikayach, what's the chiddush? We'll see soon what the chiddush is. Va'oyser beloven, but he asks us to send a undyed shoe. Ibnei shetzorech bitzas hagir. Bitzas is a mush, a mass of gir. Gir was a certain type of a earth that was a dye, a black dye. He used to mix it up with some liquids and make the dye. And so you need this in order to wear it. But he's matir b'shocher. But if it's dyed, he's matir. So you have to see what the chiddush is. But let's go a little further. Rabbi Yosi oiser b'shocher. Rabbi Yosi asks us to send a shoe that is dyed already. Mipnei shetzorich letzachzachoi. Because before you wear it, you have to smooth it out. So the dyeing process does not make it wearable. And now understand, Rabbi Yehuda was matir b'shocher, even though it was not mitzach tzeich. V'loi pligi, marki asrei, umarki asrei. There's no machloikis in halacha. each one was speaking according to the mokim where he was living in. Ba'asrei demar bisro letachas, ba'asrei demar bisro le'el. Now, when you have the skin of an animal, there's a top and the bottom. The top is, the bottom is the chelik that samach lebosa, and the top is the chelik that samach leseya. That's the two chalokim of the, that's the two chalokim of the oil. Now, they used to, and that when they worked over the oil, so the chelik, asamach lebosa, that chelik of the oil is very bumpy. The chelik that samach leseya, that's smooth. You take off the seya, so that chelik is very smooth. So now let's speak Isomenic. Ba'asrei Rabbi Yehuda, they used to, when they made the shoes, the chelik haseya was, when they used the leather, so the chelik haseya was on top. The chelik habosa was inside the shoe. The chelik haseya, we said, was more or less smooth. So as soon as they dyed it, so it was wearable already. Even though they weren't mitzachzeich, they didn't smooth it out, but you know, mitzish kefelech hazei also. So it was wearable, yontif. In Ba'asrei, the Rabbi Yossi, when they made the shoes, the chelik habosa was lamaila. So since the chelik habosa was lamaila, which was a very bumpy chelik, so you dyed it alone, that was not sufficient. It wasn't wearable. You couldn't, you'd be a laughing stock if you'd wear it. Because it was very bumpy, the dye didn't catch. It was some emailer. So he says, afilu it's shocher, it's also also. Shocher is not the criteria. You have to be mitzachzeich. Let us see Rashi. Bitzas hagir, gir min karka hamashcher. That's a type of an earth that dies. Bitzas koldovo hanolush v'nasa ov kori bitzas. It's a mass, a mixture. Matunch belas. L'tzachzuchay lahachlika, you have to smoothen it out. K'demathorish l'kamei shebim koimoi. In the mokim of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Yossi, so the mokim aboso that was facing the outside, mokim seyo mibifnim, derech mokim boso, and the mokim boso liyes by merotim or klipes was very unsmooth. Ba'asrei Rabbi Yehuda bisro letachas lefnim, the chelik aboso was in the inside of the shoe. Hilkach ein tzor letachzochoy. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Zeh haklal, kol shena oisin boi biyontif. If you could use it in yontif, you can send it. Rav sheishish shoru lohu l'rabonon l'shturei tfilin biyoymetov. That it was matter to send tfilin on yontif. Omalei Abaye vonant nan koshenu usim boi biyontev mishalchenoi. I don't understand. One of the tnoyim of sending out in yontev is if you could use it on yontev. You can't use tefillin on yontev. So he answered them, Ohikoma, koshenu usim boi bechoil, if it can be used bechoil, mishalchen oisai biyontev. She allowed to send it in yontev. Let us see Rashi. Vonantnan, utfilin, ain't no usin ben beyontiv, you can't use tfilin in yontiv, kedoma be'eribin. Yotsu shabosis v'yomim toivim, shem atzmon ois, you can't wear them in yontiv. You don't wear them in yontiv. Kol shenu usin boi b'choyl, shum mesukin kol tzolchei, that means, if now it is completely fixed, it's usable, b'choyl, you can use a b'choyl, Shalchan oisi biyontiv. The high biyontiv diktoni masnisen lava no usin de lakamekoi, ela mishalchim de basrei. That means that what says in the Mishneh, zeklau, kol she no usin boi biyontiv, so no usin, kol she no usin boi, that means if you'll be able to use it,
Biyontev Mishal Chanoisa. You send it on Yontev. But the Yontev, not Shnusim by Biyontev. If it'll have a use after Yontev, it's Biyontev Mishal Chanoisa. You're allowed to send it in Yontev. So even though you don't have a use for it in Yontev. The Inami Lasuyit Filonosa. The Inami Monachlu Biyontev. Safilu, he might. They may near tefillin beyontev, like Yisure. Says no Issa. Umi usandula mesuma loy, the loy leime midishore rabbonim leshalcha yishma mina muta lenala. But over here, if a person you'll be permitted to send a sandula mesuma, so people say you're allowed to wear it, and you're not allowed to wear it. There's nisa da rabbonim to wear it. So memele, so therefore this is us. Now, let us just say two things. Number one, the Shagasaya in Simei Mem Aleph says a beautiful shtick Torah. He has a shaila, is one permitted to wear tefillin on Yontif, Shabbos? So the Shagasaya says, it's a machlokes tanoim. There are two droshes why one does not wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. The Gemara Menachas Daf Lamed Vav, Rabbi Yosef Glili says, "V'shamarta sachuka zois miyomim yomimo, yomim loy leilois, miyomim v'loy kol yomim, prat l'shabosos v'yomim toivim." So this is the drosh of Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Kiva is a different droshe. Yochel nich odom tfilin b'shabos v'yomim toivim, v'yil yaisa yotro, mi shetzrichem ois, yotze yontif b'shabosis shehen gufon ois. So the machlokes, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Yevi ha-machlokes, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosi Haglili, if the drosh is v'shamart ha-zachuka zois miyomim yomimo, or the drosh is from v'yil yaisa yotro. If you learn, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, Vishamarta, the Gemara says, Vishamarta is Azore. Shomer is either, it's an Azore on the Esa, an Azore on the Lav. And according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, you're not allowed to wear tefillin at night. And you might is from Yomimo. Yomim Beleleilois. And mi yomim yomimayit leikol yom yomimayit Shabbos. So according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, there's an iser to wear tefillin yomtiv. Shamarta mi yomim yomim. Mi yom, it shouldn't be worn at night. It shouldn't be worn yomtiv. According to Rabbi Kiva, it says a pasuk v'hoyel le'ois al yotro, you need tefillin for a nice. Yotza Shabbos v'yontev, you don't need tefillin for a nice, because you have a nice already. So the pasuk only says you're not mechuyev to wear tefillin. But the pasuk doesn't say that you're not allowed to wear tefillin. There's no issa to wear tefillin, there's no mitzvah to wear tefillin. That's all what the pasuk says. Now it is very interesting, but it's more than interesting, that when Rashi said when Rashi says there's no mitzvah of tefillin, so Rashi botar Rabbi Kiva's droshe. Yotzu shabosos yomim toivim shehein atzma nois. Rashi botar Rabbi Kiva's droshe. So our Gemara is going according to Rabbi Kiva. So memeila, if you'll send tefillin in yontif, and what'll be, he'll think you're allowed to wear tefillin. He'll put on the tefillin. I got a new pair of tefillin and kleinikai. So what'll be? Zechnish gefelach. So memele, so you're allowed to send tefillin. What's my rash? So put on the tefillin. It's not even a veire. The inami monuch of yontem leki surah. There's no issa. So memele, so you're allowed to send it. We'll see soon. If you send a sandal hamasuma, one in its lawn, send a sandal hamasuma, put it on the covered yontem. Shitaki not allowed to wear a sandal hamasuma, you're not allowed to wear it. That's our last of the sandal mesumah. So male, therefore you're not allowed to send it. But now, so this is how Rashi, we see Rashi, that's how Rashi and Taisvus learns. The Shaila is, so there's no Issa in wearing it. But the Shaila is, about where's the Tzorech Yontav over here? Not even Aveira, but where, what's the Tzorech he'll get, he'll have it tomorrow?
Where, what's the Tzorech Yontef? You need a Tzorech Yontef. Before, let's just see Taisa. Taisa has come out the same word. Tochi kama koshnus and bachir. Bosa lasi yitzvillan, the Meshalcha noise. Efele meniach oise, leki yisure. Avaloitoni lasu yisandal mesume, the vadi yeyosu lishalcha. Shosu shalchi, osu lanale, dik yisure. Avaloitvillan, neid the Shabbos yontem, labzman tvillan, mikomokim leki yisure, lanich, and there's no issa. L'cheir, Rashi and Taisa will say the same thing. Now, where is the Tzorech Yontif? Kabuchadiyam Shoshoim, Shreisan, Rashi and Taisa, Chasva Shalom, it's also to wear a Vinza Zera Kodesh, Chayiv Misa if you wear Tfilin and Shabbos and Yontif. But the, in Shulchan Aruch, we also passed on it's also to wear Tfilin and Shabbos and Yontif. So, the heter of sending Tfilin. And so it says in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tak Tezayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, Kiven shehu nene v'someyach b'mashem ha-shaleyach d'ayrona yislach ha-veiroi, harei ze tzorech simchis yontif. Person gets a pair of tefillin, $800 he gave him a pair of tefillin, $1,000 pair of tefillin, gets it in yontif, moiridik. Meshaleich is happy, the Mekabel is happy, he made his day. Mamish, simcha shantav, Eilucha simcha gdeilim izu. So memele, so you're allowed to send it. That's simcha shantav. You send him a sandal and a summa, there's a problem. Because he might come and wear it, he might think he might wear it, so that's the problem. The Rosh Yosef asks a very pertinent shaila. We had before in the Mishnah, you don't send tvua in yontif. So Rashi says, "Abloisa tvua, shein ruya hayoyim, shein techna biyontif, shaylei litchei meesme, loisofik taime." So therefore, you're not allowed to send tvua. So frekte the Rosh Yosef, what is tvua different than tefillin? Tefillin was a little weird today, but it's so simchis yontif. He was mahani yene. He's happy. Yonah's happy. So what's what's tvua different than tefillin? So meridika haore. Less people think that yeah, that when people think that the tchin is mutter. I don't know. But Tzvikponim, that's the haore that the Reish Yosef asks. Amar Abai, tefillin hayu va'osel yodo neimu bumilse. Talk about tefillin, I'll say a shtick teir on tefillin. A person was in the middle of walking and he was wearing tefillin, b'shokol of chama, and now they became the shkia. Meiniach yodei aleihem, so he covers it, at shemegiya lebeisai. Hoya yoyshe rebeisai medrash at tefillin b'roishai, v'kide sholav ayayim. Meiniach yodei aleihem, at shemegiya lebeisai. So b'kitzer, it says a perhaps interesting thing. He continues wearing them. See exactly what it's the second case is. If you're talking about Shabbos, the kiddush olav ayoyim, he continues wearing them and he goes home and he covers it with his hands. Achim agil abeisa. Let us see Rashi. Hoye bo ba derech berev Shabbos mnich yod elayim shlo yiru. People shouldn't see he's wearing tefillin. That's felt amazed. So Rashi learns the first case is also speaking about Erev Shabbos. Hey, Bob Adach was Erev Shabbos. Shlayirum b'chachomim etiru loy lachnisam leir derech malbish. Diavore kalacha yad umishum bezoi. That means we'll see he has a problem. He has no place where to put them. So there's no mitzvah of tefillin. Not even this if you're wearing them, but there's no mitzvah. So dachsach mir, Rashi means to say like this, that like this, a malbush is not called carrying. A malbush is called that's derech labisha. That's called wearing, not carrying. There's no isar hitzor on a malbush. Now a malbush, what defines a malbush or a tachshit? If he's deriving benefit, it protects him. It's megin. It's it beautifies him. So that's not called carrying, that's called wearing. Now, since Shabbos is Lavzman Tfilin, So it's not a malbush, it's not a tachshit. I mean, I'm not getting anything from the, I'm not being oiva naveire, could be the way Rashi says before, but I'm not, it's not a tachshit and it's not a malbush because there's no mitzvah of tefillin on Shabbos. So therefore, it's not called wearing. That's what Rashi means, it's not called wearing. But al kaponim, it's not called carrying either. It's not a carrying minat Torah because that's shalei kederech. That means you don't carry by. That's shalei kederech. That's what Rashi says. It's havore kalacha yad. It's carrying kalacha yad. You don't carry this way by putting it on your head or wrapping it around your hands. So memela mishum bizoyim. So they were mata. That means he has no place. We'll see in both cases. He's walking in the middle of the. He's walking bederech, and all of a sudden it became the shkiyah, or he's in the base medrash. He has to go home. Well, see, he can't leave the tool in the base medrash. He can't leave the tool in the middle of the derech. So they were matter to that he should carry the tefillin by wearing them, which is a havor kalachaya. And mishum bizoy base medrash besoyehoda mishtama. Also the same thing. He couldn't leave the tool in the base medrash. So Memela, he goes home, he wears it home. That was the Shtik Torah of Abaye. They were matel, heitzor, kelach hayad, letzorech, bizoin, that the tefillin should be in his baza, they should be mishtama. But he should cover it, and no one should see that he's wearing it. Most of Rav Huna b'reit Ravik, oh, yebo baderech, I learned differently, yebo baderech, the tefillin b'roisha, v'kiddish olav hayoim, meiniach aleihem, the first house that is near the chayme of the city. So you don't go all the way to your house. You put in the first house. And so they weren't matter to your house. The first mokem ha-mishtama you come to, you leave it there. So the Gemara says, "Loi kash, ha de mintere, ha de loi mintere." That means if you have a ha de mintere, let us see Rashi. Lebayis asamach lachaimim shenichas li yitna bebayis harishin, v'lo yelichaim ad beisoy. So he says, "Oh, the mintre boisay bais or some of the bais medrash. Im nishmorim heim bo yitnam sham." And he was speaking about it's loy mintre. He has no place where to put it, so therefore he takes it home. Frek the gemara, in the loy mintre, if we're speaking about it, it's loy mintre. So why, Dafke, if he was wearing the tefillin, afilo mochson ba'aranami, afilo they're lying on the ground, you're allowed to put on the tefillin lechatchila that are lying on the ground. Tefillin, a person finds tefillin lying on the ground, machnisan zugzug, you put on the tefillin and you take them to mokum ha'mishuma. So the Gemara says loikashe. Let's see the Maram's Gersa. Ho de loy mintere machmas ganvi o machmas kalbi. That means there it's speaking about that there's two, it's not shomo from ganovim and it's not shomo from klovim. So they'll really become this baza. So there you're permitted to pick it up from the ground, and even though you're not wearing it, you'll have to pick it up and put it on to wear, and to bring it to mokem ha-mishuma. Here we're speaking about that klovim can't get to it, but ganovim will get to it. So memele, so if it would have been on the ground, it would not be matter to pick it up and wear it. But since he's wearing it already, so out the hezek of ganovim, they were matter that you're permitted to continue wearing it till you come to mokem ha-mishuma. Mao de Taime Roiv Listim Yisrael in the Blame Zalzibahu. So Mamela, maybe you should not be permitted to wear it at all. Kamash Malon, that you're permitted to wear it. Zot Rashi. Blamintra Mahmas Ganvi. That means that if you leave it there, you take it off and you leave it there, the natshama from Ganovim is ma'ach Hashem b'roisha yelichem ad beisa. Amalim motzam sham b'mokim shem nishmorim en haklovim, v'yuzizam im koimo. Let us see Taisus. O yebo bader hatfilum b'roisha v'shokal ofchamo o yeshe beisa medrash. Perish Rashi. The Tavayu Mayri be'erev Shabbos. Both are speaking about Erev Shabbos. The Shabbos loves Mantvillen. Shabbos is not his Mantvillen. Chibo v'aderech v'shok olof chametir le'viyim li'el ha'el me'viyim kalachaya. L'fize koshe. So Taisi says that both of these cases are speaking about Shabbos. Dim ken amay noket kabibo v'aderech v'shoko. There it says that the sun set. L'gabi yoyshe beis ha-medrash v'kiddish ha-yoyim. Kimen the time of the Tavayi Shovim. Since it's the same story, both are Erev Shabbos. Both of them, it became Shabbos. So why did you use a different lotion? Kiddish ha-yoyim and Shoka Chama. That's what Shittim Kvetzis wants to say. Because if he's Boba Derech, so he can see the sunset. If he's in the Beis Medrash, so he can't see the sunset. He's in the Beis Medrash. So Al Kapono Kiddush Olav Hayoyim, he was in the middle of learning, and then they come and came over to him, Shabbos! Oh! So Mamel, so he can't say Vishokeb, says, that's what he says, Kiddush Olav Hayoyim. That's Pshat and Rashi. Veshoka Mayri Bechoil. They're speaking about that it was Chil. Oil Veshoka Chama, Yesh Leil Salkon. Ukamash Mlon, the Laila is Mantvillon. He has to take it off. Laila loves Mantvillon. Im Toime Mayri Bechoil, Amai Eni Mevi Oisim Biyoda. So why does he have, what's the soul lazy? Shlomi Dumi Mishtal Filei Miyoda. He might trap them. Vidyosh Beismel, Shnokim Kiddush Ayoim, the Ber of Shabbos Mayri, Ukamash Mlon, the Shabbos loves Mantvilanu. It's coming to tell us that Shabbos is loves Mantvilan, and that's what he should do.